It's Wednesday, January 27th, and you're tuned in to the Tammy Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Boy, 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 do we have a surprise for you, ladies and gentlemen. You know what we haven't done in a while, Anthony?
What?
We haven't reviewed something.
We haven't. We talk about being the Geek Chic Culture Show that talks about all the cool things in the world.
Yeah.
But we haven't reviewed anything in a long time.
No, we haven't. And we weren't going to get 1 month into 2021 without talking about something.
Exactly.
So it is, after all, new anime season.
Mm-hmm.
It is the winter 2021 season.
And I'm gonna be fair.
Hmm?
Last year anime, kind of disappointing.
You didn't watch anime last year.
Yeah, exactly.
But exactly. You also don't really watch anime.
But the fact that I didn't watch any last year, I think, is telling. Right? I at least watch a couple. Like, I'll watch, like, some episodes here and there, but I watched zero last year.
Hmm. No, I agree. Last year's anime season kind of sucked.
Not so hot.
It was not very good. I mean, it was fine. I think a lot of people would say that ReZero was the standout last year.
I still think I should have watched God of High School.
Yeah, God of High School is entertaining. Yeah.
Probably should have watched that.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying there wasn't any shows.
Yeah, I mean, I still want to go back and watch The Great Pretender.
Heard that's good, too.
But you're not wrong. I mean, I think last year was definitely one of the weaker years for anime. But oh well.
I like how you're just like mulling over like, oh, it was disappointing.
It was disappointing. Oh. I thought it was just Corona.
No, but no, it was.
The anime season sucked too.
It was weak.
The one time we rely on you, you fail us.
We need content because we're all at home. What if we just didn't?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess anime creators can't create anime at home.
Dude, they got computers at home.
Yo, work harder.
God. Give me my free content.
I know. Right? Hurry up.
I pay $14 a month for Netflix. I demand quality.
Yeah. So we're talking about anime this week.
Yeah.
We watched anime.
We watched anime.
I haven't seen the full 2021.
You didn't pull up the Annie chart?
No, I didn't look at it. No. Damn. To be honest, I don't know what's going on. I know there's some big stuff that's out. Not maybe this season, but next season. But a friend of mine, she was telling me about this anime. And mm-hmm. I was like, yo, we got to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Skate the Infinity. And I need to specify that the title is spelled SK8.
The number
but
8.
Sideways.
Yes.
And then colon the infinity.
So SK infinity colon
the infinity. Yes.
This is great.
Yeah.
Already the title's off to a 10 out of 10.
And it is a skateboarding anime. And I thought, when I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay. I guess we need to watch this because yes. Anthony likes skateboarding.
I love skateboarding.
And I grew
Is this
up,
skateboarding, though?
I don't know.
We'll get to
it. I think that's why I was open to the idea.
Yeah.
Because the premise from, I mean, check out the trailer, but it's basically a downhill race on skateboards in an old abandoned mine. But it's set up like Initial D, where like these races happen at midnight and crowds gather.
It's just downhill bombing.
Yeah.
There's like cheaters.
Yeah, and characters. And yeah, we watched it.
It's good.
We watched it. What do you got to say about this anime?
I got to start with the synopsis, dog.
Yeah.
So yeah, like we said, there's a downhill skateboarding league that you're not supposed to talk about, but they always talk about it. And our boy Reki, our main character,
Reki,
redheaded fireball, makes his own skateboards.
Yeah,
he works at a skateboarding shop, and he meets the transfer student Langa, who's a half Japanese, half Canadian boy
with blue hair,
who is a snowboarding prodigy.
Yeah,
and he came over from Canada
because all us Canadians are. Remember that.
That's 100%.
Yes,
the first thing we say when we go to another country. Wow, there's no snow here.
That or, yo, let's shred.
Let's shred, dog. That's so gnarly, bro.
Yo, break up the plows.
I'm surprised they didn't put him in, like, plaid in this show.
That's true. He should have showed up in plaid.
Like flannel? Yeah, 100%.
Hmm.
But they meet he learns about a skateboard, and he's like holding the skateboard. He's like, wow, this is like similar to something I used to do in Canada, but yeah. I can't put my finger on it. He tries the skateboard. He sucks at it. But he ends up getting a part-time job at the store that Ricky works at. And the manager's like, hey, I need someone to go deliver the skateboard to the S race. Because the race league is just called S.
Yes.
And through a series of unfortunate events, Longa has to race for the guy he was delivering the skateboard to.
Yep.
He straps his, duct tapes his feet to the skateboard, so it's more like a snowboard. Falls in love with skateboarding.
Yeah.
This show is like both accurate and anime to skateboarding. Especially like the ending is just a compilation of different ways people bail.
Yeah.
Some are more ridiculous than others.
Yeah.
But are all pretty accurate to like if you've skateboarded, it's like, oh, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
I've definitely tried to go down a rail and just sacked myself.
Yeah.
I've definitely landed in the middle of my board and like snapped my board in half.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of that stuff. But it seems like it's the right amount of, here is like, we know skateboarding,
mm-hmm.
But it's also the right amount of, we animated the fuck out of it. So here's like a racing league with a bunch of colorful characters who all have their own little quirky bullshit.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, I don't know. It's just, I can't tell if it's like because the one of the main characters is Canadian and it's skateboarding. Maybe I'm a little biased here,
mm-hmm.
but it's pretty fun, dude. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed what we watched of it. What about you? Like, cause like you don't skateboard.
No, I don't skateboard. But when I first saw the trailer, I have to admit, I was pretty hyped, but I was like, this looks hilarious and fun.
Yeah.
And I think it is definitely because today it's super anime. I don't know the nuances of skateboarding, but I know enough to be like, oh yeah, that seems like it's skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Or like that would seem pretty cool. But yeah, I'm in it for the racing.
For the speed.
And the stupid characters. And I just can't wait to... Because you know how in all anime, especially sports anime,
mm-hmm.
it's like... An episode is 30 minutes, but in reality, it's 5 seconds in real time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just can't wait for that kind of stuff to happen in skateboarding. Like,
oh, where they're bombing down the hill. And yeah. It's like, oh, no, but like this one ramp is going to do this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he get here so fast? But it's okay. I got that secret move. If I just angle my legs in this direction.
And they kind of do that here, too. Like yeah. In the first episode, the main villain, what was his name again?
Oh,
it's like. Venom or something edgy like that.
Yeah, not Joker. Skull Smasher? I don't know.
Yeah, it was something real edgy like yeah. that. His whole thing was... Oh, Shadow.
Shadow.
That was it.
Skull Smasher.
His whole thing is that like he's the anti-hero of the S-World.
Yeah.
Right? And the whole time he's facing against Longa, like he's leagues ahead, literally, because yeah. Longa taped his feet to the board and couldn't yeah. push. But there are situations where it's just like, oh, wait, why isn't anybody looking at me? And it's like, how long is this monologue and how long is it within the race, right? Yeah. And like, Longa catches up. He does that dumb fucking, he tries to carve on the skateboard and uses yeah. the side of the board.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. It's quality anime. Like, I think people know here that I love Air Gear.
Yeah.
Right. And Air Gear is all about rollerblading. But that show turned into like the Gurren Lagann of rollerblading.
Yes.
Right. It is like fucking creating time differentials and shooting like literally dismembering giant robots the size of temples.
Yeah.
And stuff. But with rollerblades.
Mm.
And I hope this doesn't go that far.
You want to still stick with
I still wanted to stick with like the racing theme.
Okay.
But it's still something that I'm definitely going to keep up with. And there's 3 episodes out now, I believe. It's on the Funimation app. And I want to keep up with this.
Yeah, there's definitely 3 episodes out now. I think the 3rd one just came out today.
Like, literally today.
Yeah, yeah. So, hopefully we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This looks good, man. I'm down with this. Yeah, it
looks cool. It's interesting. I mean, this is the only anime I've seen from the season.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to load any chart right now, and it is not loading.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah, so, like, yeah, I don't know what else is out. I would love to know what else is out, but until then, who knows?
We're bringing back Anime Club? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if we're going to do that. I didn't say that. I just wanted to know what was...
I'm just saying we're watching anime, and it could be... Yeah, this is what happens to me. Oh, no, okay, loaded for you.
Yeah, yeah. I know that Attack on Titan, the final season, is out. It started early. And so, yeah, Promised Neverland.
Oh, no wonder this looks so good. It's made by Bones.
Oh, the series?
Yeah, Skate Infinity is made by Bones.
Yeah, 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 it is.
All right. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. All right, I'm down.
Yeah, there's a couple. Oh, Beastars 2.
Wow. Beastars 2. Is Jujutsu this year?
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yeah. Is that this season? Is that a new anime, or was that our last season?
That was last season. Okay. I think that was last year. Oh, Yuru Camp is out
this... Dude, no one gives a shit about Yuru Camp. Oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
I can't wait.
Look, there's volleyball.
What is this fake volleyball shit?
It's a 2.43 Seinen Kokudashi Volleyball.
Excuse me? What? Who?
World Trigger 2.
No. No, no. Ice skating.
That's not Yuri on Ice. Oh, that's the other thing about Skate Infinity.
Mm.
This is gotta be this season's Yuri on Ice. Because there is some borderline homosexual things going on in this show that I'm sure the shippers cannot resist.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Yeah.
The ending of that last episode, of that first episode is, Also, Jujutsu Kaisen is a multi.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's in the second half of its thing. So.
Okay, okay. But yeah, there's anime, dog. They're all waiting for the new year.
I know.
New year, new me.
I love the start of an anime season. It makes me want to watch them all, and I never do.
I was going to say, there's a lot of shows this year, or this season. Like, I don't know if you can watch them all.
No, you cannot watch all of them. So you just got to try what you can. Whatever. We'll get there when we get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was that. Before we move to our picks of the week, we don't really have questions this week, but we had a comment left over from last week.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Paul Chu writes, also, as proof that Giguk, any tuber Giguk.
Yes.
British-born Thai man.
One-third of the Trash Taste podcast.
Yeah, as proof that that Giguk
clearly
listens to TNAB. He listed his top anime of 2020 as The Rise of VTubers.
I'm telling you, man. I'm a taste maker. All right? I am a taste maker.
I don't know if you're a taste maker.
Okay, maybe the podcast is like, we're the podcast that anime podcasters like. Like, we're your favorite comedian's favorite comedian.
Oh, shit. I don't want to be that one. I want to be the one that makes the money.
I want to be the famous one.
Oh, I don't care if we have the street cred. Yeah, I would gladly sell out.
We're going to go to an anime con one day, and, like, Joey the Anime Man's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to be like, yo, guys, I love your podcast. And we're going to be like, fuck. How come you make the money? I want to make the money, you fucks. Bring us on the Trash Taste. Get us sponsored by Bookwalker. Let's go. I'm down to sell it to Daddy Bookwalker. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, picks of the week time. Picks of the week.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. I got a couple. Hey, do you remember who my favorite of all the... Well, let's say when the console wars were in their heyday.
Yeah.
At the press conferences, there was different presenters.
Yeah.
Everyone was represented. You know who my favorite was?
Actually, I don't know if I do. Was it Reggie?
No. Reggie's close.
Who was it?
Peter Moore.
Oh, yes. Peter Moore. Mr. Halo 2 Tattoo.
Peter Moore was my favorite. All
right.
Then he left Xbox. We all thought, where's he going?
Yeah.
Went to go manage a football club.
Yeah, he's all like, I'm way into footy.
Bro's coming back to the gaming sphere.
Oh, no.
He's,
head of FIFA.
He rejoins as... He took a position at Unity.
What?
I don't know what the fuck that is, to be honest.
Is he like a consultant? Like, what is he going to do at Unity? Like, I'm pretty sure Unity already has a pretty set in stone CEO.
He is the SVP, Senior Vice President, and General Manager of Sports and Live Entertainment.
But Unity is a development software.
I don't know what he's doing.
What is he doing there?
This was kind of one of those things like, hey, he's coming back. And it was also like, what's he doing?
Like, what kind of sports is Unity doing? Is this like a marketing position?
No.
Like, you're going to market Unity at sports events?
I don't know.
That's fucking weird, man.
I don't know.
That's a weird move.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that it's like senior vice president makes me think that it's like made up. Right? Like, come on, there's already a vice president.
No, but then there's senior, and then there's one above that. Executive vice president.
Listen, these fucking tools, these suits, these tools, they need less job titles, and they need more efficiency, all right? They need to stop giving each other money through the same economy, and they need to start making things.
Okay.
That's a weird move for him. I honestly don't know what
to think.
What to think of that, because I don't think that a video game development program would need a sports division.
Well,
so
there you go.
That's that, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways, he used to work at Microsoft, so let's talk about Microsoft.
Go.
Did you know Microsoft wants to build chatbots out of dead people's data?
What? Where did this come from?
I'm going to repeat this. Microsoft wants to build chatbots out of dead people's data.
No.
You know how the world's all about data collection, and data is the greatest commodity.
Your data is a good commodity, and you should be paid for your data, yes.
Basically, they are gathering people's online footprints, such as images, voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, and then they will build a chatbot out of it, so that one day, you can talk to your dead parents.
No! No.
Because maybe, let's say, you need advice.
No.
And your parents, unfortunately, have passed.
No.
This
could... Is this a real example?
This is... I don't know if it's a real example. That's the only thing I can think of, but... what if I told you it's not for dead people so that you can talk to yourself?
No! That's even worse! No!
That's what Microsoft is up to.
I don't know. Like, maybe I take too hard of a stance on this, but yeah. Especially when it comes to death. Like, people who, like, taxidermy their pets.
Yeah, you're like, if you're dead, you're dead.
If you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah.
Right? I keep one or two, like, pieces of memorabilia. Like, yeah. I have, like, the funeral cards you get from, like, Italian funerals.
Okay.
From, like, that. And I keep them in my car as, like, a nice memory or whatever. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they're gone. Mm. Right? I personally don't think it's healthy to hold on to that shit.
What if, in the future... Well, what are you laughing at? I haven't even given you the proposal yet.
It's probably ridiculous. Why would... It's probably insane.
Why would it be? Why would you think that? Why would you think?
Just the context surrounding this conversation, you know.
What if one day, say we're recording this show, right?
Yeah.
And I die.
Then I get to be the host.
But you need a co-host. So you load me up.
No! No!
What?
If either of us die...
I'll load you up.
I expect this podcast to be over.
I'll load you up.
No!
I will.
Also, like, I think your AI would be an anomaly. Like, your AI would be too powerful, and it would be the one... Even dead, you would be like, I'm the host, bitch. My AI is currently farming Bitcoin, and I'm still paying for these servers, yeah. So fuck you, I'm the host. Like, that's what your AI would do. The throes of capitalism so would not leave you, right, even within death.
Don't worry, I've already put certain motions in.
I have told my lawyer that if I were to pass, I will burn all podcasting equipment.
Don't worry, like, things have been set in motion.
Things have been set in motion.
There are contingency plans should I pass.
You know, I don't have to continue doing this if you pass, right? I can just say no.
So then the podcaster would just be my chatbot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It would be a 24/7 chatbot.
I would be a radio station.
Yeah, you would be a radio station. AM or FM.
What's stopping me now? Okay.
Would you be AM or FM, though?
Why would I have to choose?
Ooh, true. Well, I could think.
I would be a Spotify station.
Oh, internet radio.
Yes.
Okay.
But Microsoft wasn't done.
All right, with being creepy?
With just being Microsoft.
Okay.
So, Microsoft. They've been on a pretty good track record as of late in terms of the gaming sphere.
Yeah.
They've been doing some good things, some good moves. Well, Friday night, mm-hmm. of all nights, at like 11 p.m. Eastern,
okay.
they were like, yo, we're changing games Xbox Live.
Oh, this story. Ooh, yeah. This one is funny. I like this one.
First of all, they raised the price.
Oh, Xbox Live. They didn't just raise the price.
They effectively doubled
it. They doubled the price.
Yeah. Which,
was it 120?
Yeah, instead of $60
American a year.
Now, on one hand, I understand why they did it. Because if you just do Game Pass, mm-hmm. you get Xbox Live, and Game Pass is that amount.
Yep.
So what they're trying to do is basically say, get Game Pass.
Yeah.
Because Xbox Live is just, like, you get it anyway.
Yeah.
But that was wow. That was quite the move.
Yeah, that is the cojones yeah. on these guys.
Wow.
To even attempt that
yeah.
is insane.
Yeah. And I didn't know this, but free-to-play games on Xbox still require an Xbox Live subscription.
Yep.
Unlike on PlayStation, where if you don't have PlayStation Plus, you can still play free-to-play games online.
100%.
So, within like 30 minutes, internet was like up and just an uproar.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So by midnight, they're like, okay, we're going to backpedal on this shit.
My bad, dog. My bad.
We are not going to raise the price of Xbox Live, and we're going to make free-to-play games free-to-play.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a silver account, go for it. You can play all the free-to-play games you want.
On your Xbox. Yes. Because you could still do that on
yeah.
your PC, obviously.
And one of the big things about this was, I believe, who does the Halo games now? 343 Studios. They had announced prior to this that Halo multiplayer would be free,
mm-hmm.
and that only the campaign would have to buy.
Yeah.
And now, because Microsoft has backpedaled and free-to-play games are free-to-play,
mm-hmm.
you can now play the new Halo multiplayer for free.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The funny part was just how it was all worded by Halo, the Halo guys, because mm-hmm. they said Halo is for everyone. You can now play Halo multiplayer for free.
That's very
with the purchase of Halo 6 or that's, Infinite.
That's just what you would have got anyway.
Yeah, so like I was like, wait. What? This is the most... What? What is this
yeah,
communication?
This is, what is this marketing jargon?
I'm getting nothing for free.
This is insanely disingenuous.
Yeah.
Why is the word free even in that sentence?
Yeah, and like I feel like I've been hearing this type of advertising regarding multiplayer games lately. And so I don't like it.
I honestly... Okay, like, this is like a bigger business scope thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's not just games. It's like media in general, music, movies.
Yeah.
I think that people saw the companies like Spotify, like Netflix, have these insanely cheap options, right? Like $14 a month for Netflix, absolutely nothing for what you get. The value proposition on Netflix is insane.
Yeah.
Right? All of this shit has been years, at least a decade now, of a race to the bottom.
Yeah.
For these companies. And now consumers have gotten so used to free shit that businesses have effectively shot themselves in both feet.
Yeah.
And as they're struggling, like, I'm sure Microsoft has reasons for being like, this online should probably be $120 a year,
mm-hmm.
right? For the shit we're doing, for all this data we're gathering, and whatever. I'm sure there's a reasoning, like a cost reasoning behind that.
Yeah.
But they've fucked themselves, right? Like, trying, when everything else is dirt cheap, trying to charge even, like, cents above is going to be a non-starter for you.
Yeah. I also, it was just weird how they, their whole press release was on a Friday night, like after work hours. Like that's when they decided to drop this news.
It could have been just like, maybe no one will notice.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Right? If you just be like, hey, we're just going to sneak it out there. We're not going to say anything. So. We're not
going to. Yeah. But. Yeah.
And then like, hopefully if like someone misses the news, then it's just like, no, we announced it like years ago. Like last year. It's fine.
I do wonder though, at this point, like at this point now in this, in the current Xbox generation, mm-hmm. if people are just buying Xbox Live, like on its own.
I don't know.
Because everybody who I know who has bought a Series X, mm-hmm. they didn't buy a game. They just bought Game Pass.
Yeah.
Because for $14 a month, like that is the value proposition in games right now.
I have a friend who doesn't have an Xbox, but he owns a PC, like a pretty fucking
Oh yeah, there's NPC, Game Pass there, yeah.
And he still bought Game Pass.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, again, I'm not saying this is not a
a
fantastic deal. Like Game Pass is a great deal from everything I've heard and seen.
Yeah.
But again, Microsoft is on a race to the bottom. They're trying to devalue games in a way that harms everyone around them in their community. And that's why this bit them in the ass.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're definitely on our way to subscription games 100% all the time.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
I'm already not a fan of buying things digitally.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, there, this might be something that, like, kind of takes me out of games, to be honest. Like, that business model.
We will see. We will see.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what's the difference between, like, downloading a game for free and then just paying whatever, like, add-ons to it?
Like, DLC?
No, I mean, like, boxes.
Oh, like, boxes? Well, the difference is in 20 years when servers shut down, I can still play the game.
I guess so.
Right. If I don't like the game, I can resell it. Like, there are advantages to having physical assets beyond just convenience.
No, I get that. I get that. I'm just I just don't see that being the case for much longer.
Yeah. No, like, you're probably right. I'm just going to be an old curmudgeon about it, cuz it's that whole thing again, a larger scale beyond games of like, We are coming into an economy where we own less and less physical assets, to where you don't act like the stuff you're buying doesn't help you financially at all. Like, or it can't. It has no ability to, even if it could, or it could have in the past.
Oh, I see.
Like
what you're
the
saying.
Same type of thing. Right? Like, record collections now are insanely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But digital music, my Tidal subscription isn't gonna, like, I don't have sweet aged MP3s in my fucking library that I can sell off or something.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, that's today. Who's to say that stuff will even matter in the future? Like, we're under the assumption that, like, whatever you buy, whatever is left for, like, your example for records.
Yeah.
People nowadays want that. Mm-hmm. Well, who's to say in 50 years that demand will be like, who cares?
Yeah, it's true. Like, what if, like, the economy changes in such a way that, like, we do have that Star Trek economy, right? And you can just, we have the matter transporter, and we can just make shit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm saying go either way.
Yeah, 100%. Like, my whole theory is based around how the economy is set up now.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? But if the economy changes in a way where you don't need that shit,
then
I'm like, yeah, cool. Then my only argument is like, I like having the thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a historical whatever.
Yeah.
But a lot of my issues with subscriptions go away.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, whatever. We're going to be just jamming and loading games to our brains.
Yeah, anyway. I'm just going to, like, I'm going to get, like, USB 4, USB 5 jacked into my brain.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Okay, continuing on the games front, Nintendo has revealed a new Switch.
They revealed it? I thought it was just rumors that they were going to.
No, I didn't say they revealed that Switch.
Oh, okay.
They've just revealed a new limited edition, special edition Switch.
Okay.
Japanese only, Monster Hunter Rise gets a special Switch.
I saw that shit.
Who cares about the Switch?
It looks good.
Who cares about the Switch?
Why?
Because they also showed off a Pro Controller.
But I already have a Pro Controller.
That's the shit you want.
I already have a Pro Controller.
It's black and gold, baby.
Ah, fuck.
That's the one
you
want.
Is that also Japan only?
That is, my friend. That is.
I wonder if I can get my friend's sister to buy one for me.
Probably. Put a pre-order down.
Damn, that's a nice pro controller. I didn't see the pro controller. I saw the Switch though.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
I know.
That's a
nice one. What do you think? You think it's cool?
That's a nice one. I like that one.
Yeah, it's like black with the gold outline with the gold dragon. What's that? What's the new one? Magdalombago?
Yeah, that's the one. Blah, 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 blah.
Magnamalo? Bajalo.
I think the only other one I wish I got was the, what's it called? Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Pro Controller with the green cross in the center.
That shit was
dope.
Me too. And I think it had,
The red handles.
Red handles, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, I wish I got that one too. Okay. Hey, Tomb Raider.
Yo, the movie, the video game franchise?
The video game, the recent one, the trilogy.
All right.
They're continuing.
Like a fourth one?
No.
Reboot?
Anime.
Oh, that's not a game. That's not a video game.
They're making a Tomb Raider anime.
Okay.
By the studio is Legendary, and it'll be available on Netflix.
If it's being handled by Legendary, I'm down, because they made the Tomb Raider movie, right?
Yeah, they also made the next thing I was going to talk about.
Which is?
Kong versus Godzilla.
Okay, before you get to that, I was going to say, they did a really good job handling that Tomb Raider movie. Like, it was campy as fuck.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty decent video game movie, which you can't say a lot about a lot of different things.
No, that's true. So, it was, yeah.
So yeah, I'm down with this. This sounds awesome.
Yeah, so they do that, but we'll see what happens. I think Netflix also did Castlevania, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it could go. It could be great. It could not be great.
Yeah.
Anime though. Tomb Raider anime.
I just like. Do you think that they'll keep the amount of violence that the new games had?
Yeah.
Like, Lara Croft is going to be the Batman of murder.
Oh, like that.
Like, I'm going to hang up in this tree and then arrow a dude through the neck and then hang him from the tree.
I think it's possible.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Sure.
Or is it going to be short shorts, blue tank top?
No, because they specifically said this anime is going to take place after the trilogy of the games. Like, it's in that universe.
All right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we get the same girl who did the voice.
Are we going to get an alternate episode list where all the characters are low poly?
No.
And Laura has triangle boobs?
No.
Damn.
No. Absolutely. Hundo Pino.
All right. Show 0 to 10.
But yeah, so I said Legendary, right? The trailer for Godzilla versus Kong.
I can't believe this franchise is still going on.
What do you mean?
I can't believe that, like, well, I guess Marvel did this, and they're just like, yeah, movie franchises can work.
Yeah.
And now Legendary is like, we own Kong and Godzilla.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Oh, baby.
It's good. It's good.
I still can't get over how faithful that last Godzilla movie was to Godzilla in general.
Which one?
Was it one where he faces Ghidorah?
Oh, King of Monsters.
Yeah, King of Monsters. Like, they had Mothra, they had everything. Like, they were pretty faithful to Tokusatsu in general.
Yeah.
And it worked. Right?
Yeah, I forget. What was the human component in that one?
It was Ken Watanabe being like, you are all going to die.
Yeah. Okay, but who's the main character?
Godzilla?
No. The humans.
Oh, I think it was, wasn't the girl from Stranger Things in it?
Right. 11? Yeah, 11. 11. Yeah. Okay, but she was the kid part. There was an adult.
You know what that movie was missing, though?
What?
Winking at Godzilla.
Okay, no. But this trailer looks awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is walking nuclear reactor versus monkey.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty pumped. It looks so dumb.
Yeah, there's a moment where Godzilla is walking in what it looks like Neo Tokyo.
Yeah,
and you're like, what am I watching? This looks awesome.
You're watching 3 seconds before a fucking Pacific Rim crossover.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? I need more of this.
Those are basically the assets from Pacific Rim when they go Power Rangers.
Yeah. But, so who do you think is the hero and the villain in this one?
Humanity.
No.
The toy.
Because in the trailer, who do you think of the two monsters they're making up to be the villain?
It seems like it's Godzilla.
Yeah, isn't that weird considering the previous two Godzillas, he was always the hero?
Yeah, but he's like, he's chaotic good.
Oh, is he?
Right.
And what's King Kong?
King Kong is like neutral good.
They're not that far apart.
They're not that far.
they're literally beside each other.
Yeah, they're literally beside each other. But the thing is like, King Kong is just like, all right, I just want to chill on my island, hang out with my fucking child bro. She makes a doll for me. That's cool as fuck. But then, like Godzilla is like, listen to you fucking idiots. Stop using nuclear energy. You're fucking yourselves over. I got to come up here, like, every couple years and destroy half your shit because you're not learning.
Yeah, but I don't know, because the previous two Godzillas, like, he was for humanity. Why is he wrecking humans now?
That was the nuclear space threat. That was true.
Have you heard the theories
of
why Godzilla is evil?
No, I have not.
Mind control, baby.
Mothra mind control.
Mind control.
The Mothra twins back.
And you know what else?
What?
Mecha Godzilla just chill in the background while these two idiots fight.
There was a brief little snippet in that trailer.
Yeah.
If people saw it, look for the one. I think it's a bunch of people in Japan running down some stairs, and there's an explosion behind them. There's some oddly shaped red glows in the background.
And if you remember the last Godzilla, I think they were on their way to make Mecha King. Yeah.
King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it turns out Ghidorah's a punk bitch.
Yeah. So, who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
It's a cool looking film, I would say. Comes out March, HBO Max and theaters, whichever is open.
Isn't it on Crave in Canada as well, I think?
Sure.
I don't remember. I think it was on something else.
Well, you know how it is here.
We always get the short end of the stick, unless it's Ghibli movies.
No, you just raise the black sales.
Ooh. Welcome to our new sponsor, NordVPN.
What? What are you talking about? Huh? I don't know what you're talking about. Finally, my last pick is, hey, I heard you like cosplay.
I like looking at it. I don't do it.
The Japanese government could change cosplay forever.
What? Are they fucking it up again?
Do you remember how music became a big issue on streaming and video games?
Yes, because the record company uses an arcane law that wasn't made for digital distribution of anything.
What if cosplay would be subject to the same sort of terms?
So what, like, you can't repost cosplay because the owner...
You can't cosplay in a setting that makes you money without paying some sort of royalty or license fee to the original creator.
I would say that is not out of line for Japan.
Yep.
Because when it comes to business decision, like, I don't think Japan has fair use.
No,
like,
they don't.
Yeah, they just don't have it.
They do not.
And
cosplay kind of sits outside that right now.
Yes. I would say that any anime business or fandom business in Japan,
yeah,
this is a bad fucking move.
I think everything will just tank.
Yeah. I understand that businesses want to make money.
Who doesn't?
You know what? I want to make money.
Me too.
I love money.
Who doesn't?
Not gonna lie. But there is, let's call it a concept called a lost leader.
I don't like that one.
Right? Where
I like my stars.
No. You take a piece of your business, all right? You take a certain concept of your business, and you let people do whatever they want with it, all right?
No, I gotta protect my business.
I gotta protect my IP. It's over. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the thing, too, is, like, Japanese cosplay specifically gains a lot of traction for what becomes popular in the West.
Yes.
So last year, it was Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yep.
Jujutsu Kaisen cosplay was all over my Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was all from Japan. And now Jujutsu Kaisen is huge here.
It is.
So, I don't know how these people can't make this, like, fandom connection to popularity overseas specifically, but even within Japan, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, and they interviewed Japan's top cosplayer, which I didn't know. She made, like, 90 grand a year.
Hell yeah. Cosplay. But the thing is like, that's it? Yeah. Like, she's the top cosplayer in the whole country, and she's only making 90 grand a year.
Yeah.
Like, that's nothing. Look at, like, sense. PewDiePie. Look at Hikakin. Hikakin's the biggest YouTuber in Japan, and he makes fucking way more than six figures. Yeah, like,
that's true. But I think that's, like, for her, like, that doesn't include any of her, like, sponsorships or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just book booked gigs. It should. Gigs. But she had stated that she's like, yeah, whenever I go to an interview and stuff, I only cosplay as original characters. Because if this gets played on the telly,
yeah,
she's afraid that one day, like,
laws will change. Retroactively.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Makes sense.
But yo, that sucks.
Yo, Vampy Bit Me is going to get sued.
But yeah, it's just a law that's currently been put up for, or a bill that's under review, we'll say.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be passed. I don't know. I haven't really followed up on like the stats of it right now. I just read that it's in review.
I could see Japanese government people being like, yeah, this seems good because it's in line with the rest of Japanese law, but it would be insanely dumb if anime companies and fandom companies like that didn't fight against it.
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely going to be some backlash against it, for sure. But
I dropped my hairband. Yeah. Oh, God.
But those are all my picks. All
right. Yeah, that was a decent chunk of picks. I'm going to start off
Did I steal any of yours?
No, actually. Oh, you took the... What's it called?
That's right.
I forgot what you talked about already.
What?
Microsoft.
And Microsoft.
Cosplay.
Kong.
Mm-hmm. There was something before.
Peter Moore? Yes.
No, it was another one.
Oh, really?
Was it the Pro Controller? No, it wasn't the Pro Controller.
Monster Hunter Rise?
No.
Switch?
No. What was the last? What's this last one?
Tomb Raider?
No.
Cosplay?
No. Was that all of them?
I think.
Okay, then no. Maybe I just had a brain fart there.
Okay.
Maybe am I having a stroke? Hold on.
No, oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, he is.
Okay, no, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Maybe I just...
Probably the Xbox Live thing.
I think it was the Xbox Live one. That was it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It has to be that one.
Xbox Live. But I still got more. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Did you know...
No, I didn't.
...that Konami...
Oh, these motherfuckers.
Famous pachinko machine
makers. I was going to say, pachinko boys?
Did you know that they didn't shut down their gaming division?
What are they making?
Konami, according to GameIndustry.biz, is restructuring their internal departments and have not dissolved their game development teams.
What exactly are they doing?
They're basically moving around a bunch of the bigwigs at the top. Okay. Right? They're trying to restructure their corporate culture at Konami. Mainly, and this is just pure conjecture on my point, is probably because COVID isn't letting people into pachinko halls.
Ah, of course.
And they're losing a fuck ton of money.
And that just as we close games.
They brought us back in.
Yeah.
And turns out, maybe those fucking bitches shouldn't have shut all of their gaming ties down.
But pachinko, man.
But pachinko, my dude. It makes so much money. It works so well for SNK.
Yeah.
it seems like the video game industry is the assassin trying to get out of the business.
Hell yeah.
It is, I got out of the game, but they pulled me back in.
This is what I like. I like this.
And I kind of love it. I love seeing this bullshit company.
Yeah.
Just struggle. It's great. I'm just watching it limp and I'm laughing. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
But that there's more about it. Like if you get into like the nitty gritty, it's pretty boring. It's just like different directors being moved to different production divisions and stuff like that. It's very business jargon. But it'll be interesting to keep an eye on Konami within the coming year to see where their business prospects head.
Okay.
The other one, speaking of studio development, is EA. Launches a new studio in Vancouver called Full Circle, specifically to make Skate 4.
Oh, I did read this.
They are making a Skate 4 studio, yes. And they are dedicated to the Skate franchise.
Wow. It's like, wow, why is skateboarding in all of a sudden?
Just when you thought EA was done for, they're like, listen, we need to bring the people back on our side. Here's Skate 4. Hashtag Skate 4, dude. I'm down. This is great. After that was the Resident Evil Showcase.
Yep.
We watched a lot of Resident Evil news.
Yep.
They had a gameplay trailer. They showed full-voiced tall lady.
Yeah.
She's tall.
The hella tall.
She's hella tall vampire lady.
Wow.
And they showed a lot of gameplay. This is extremely Resident Evil 4.
Four?
Yeah. It is, like, the village setting. They brought back the inventory system.
Oh, yes, 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 You have
the colorful merchant.
Yeah.
Shoot red barrels.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy how Resident Evil 4 this is, but you take part as a Ethan Winter from Resident Evil 7. It turns out that the tall lady is the older sister to the husband of the family that you got captured in for Resident Evil 7.
Okay.
And there's some higher up that she's talking to, some dude that's like, hey, my brother fucked up, and now this guy's here fucking up my kids. Can we do something about this? So it seems that there's a greater evil at play than just vampire ladies.
I don't know how I feel about this franchise anymore.
Why?
Because, like, when it started out, it was like, oh, yo, this is interesting.
Those dogs jumped through the window, and I got scared shitless.
And then it got crazy, and it's like, yo, Wesker did what?
What? Chris punched a boulder in the middle of a volcano?
What the fuck? This is so crazy.
What happened to Shiva? How come she's gone?
Yeah, and then now it's like, reverted back into...
spooky.
Guys, are we scared yet, or what? And, like... I'm not gonna lie, like, these last two, I'm like, if they were their separate game, I think I'd be more interested. But because
you think if it was like a separate timeline?
Yeah, but because it's Resident Evil, and they have the gall to put fucking Chris back in.
Chris is in there.
It's baby. Just like, I can't take it seriously.
Do you know what the rumors are for this game?
What?
Chris is a werewolf.
Oh my god. See, like, I can't take it seriously anymore. Like, is the tall lady secretly just Jill? Like,
maybe he's Jill's mom.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she didn't become a Jill Sam.
Maybe. Like, who knows what this could be?
It's, yeah, I gotta play Resident Evil 7 now.
Yeah.
They got a special edition. They have a Biohazard edition, which comes with Resident Evil 7 if you haven't played it before. And as of this recording, or as of when this came, that showcase came out, which was the 21st, there's a demo out there for PlayStation 5 owners.
Yes.
So...
just PS5.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, oh yeah, for us peasants.
We'll, for the rest of us. Yeah,
for the rest of us, we'll get a demo later
on. Well, obviously, I think can't afford a PS5. March
they're getting a demo?
PlayStation?
Or it said summer.
Spring.
Spring. So maybe even after the fucking game comes out in May. Yeah. So yeah, there's that. They had some other stuff. It was RE-verse, which is a competitive multiplayer shooter.
Yeah.
Where you can pick pretty much anybody from the Resident Evil universe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when they die, they turn into a villain.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that works. And I believe that's it for Resident Evil. Did they have anything else there that you remember?
Special edition?
Yeah, special edition. You have a statue of Chris if you want it, I guess.
Hmm.
I don't. So.
No.
That's cool. And then the PlayStation Plus. February, it's getting some games. It's getting that fucking car derby game on the PlayStation 5.
Destruction Derby All-Stars?
Yeah, whatever that thing is where you jump out of your car. Yeah. That thing's coming out on the PS5. But the one the only one I care about is Control is free in February on the PS4.
Oh, really?
The third-person Metroidvania is...
is that the girl with the gun and then she has the powers? She,
like, floats and, like, fuck around with space-time.
It's on PS4?
Yeah. Damn. And I guess PS5 if you got a PS5.
No, because I really wanted to play on the PC. Because that ray tracing, yeah, though.
Yeah, you got the set to do that,
yeah.
Right? So maybe you can, maybe you can't.
This is expensive. It's not free.
Aren't you lucky enough to have a full-time position in this?
But I'm not lucky enough to have a PlayStation 5.
I guess. Can't all be winners.
Exactly.
Can't all be winners.
I'm taking the L here for this
one. Yeah, so I'll probably grab that on the PS4, but...
I will trade my job for PlayStation 5.
All right. If I find a PlayStation 5, I know where to go. And then the last one I want to talk about was Stonks.
Oh, no.
I think this is the biggest thing that's happening in the world right now.
Yes.
And it just so happens to coincide with what we talk about.
Mm.
If you're not familiar with $GME,
yes,
you've been missing out.
Yes.
GME is the short form for the GameStop stock.
Yes.
If you want to buy GameStop stock on the marketplace, on the NASDAQ, wherever you buy stocks, you're buying those GMEs, baby. And this also coincides with a subreddit called Wall Street Bets, who over time have gathered more than 2 million members. And they are a group of degenerates who just straight up show what the stock market is, which is gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And they meme their losses and they meme their gains. And it turns out they had a little bit of a vendetta. All right. We'll say that. There is a corporation called, it was Melville.
Yep.
Melvin.
Yeah.
They're basically a hedge fund. A hedge fund is a group of people who take investors' monies, invest it into stuff, and then give them the profit and take certain fees. And that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
So it's huge reward, huge risk.
Kind of like banks, only
even riskier.
Yes. Yes. Basically.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah. What if you could open up a savings account, like a checking account or a savings account in your bank, and the condition was you might not get your money back?
Yeah. Whatever you put in, it's not guaranteed to always be there. Yeah.
Just make sure you don't give a shit about this money.
Yeah.
And so what this company did is that they talked to a bunch of other hedge funds, and they made big news in the Wall Street world on that they were shorting GameStop.
Yeah.
The GME. And what that means is they borrow stocks from someone else who owns stocks. Yeah. So like a bank. They borrow it at a fee. They take those stocks and sell them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they're hoping that by the time that they have to pay back either interest or the stocks themselves, that the GameStop stocks will have tanked. And in that way, they can buy back stocks at a much lower price, thus making a profit, and then give it back to the people they borrowed.
And we should say this, that in a normal scenario, like say that conditional fee that they buy,
yes,
we'll say that the the time frame is like a month, and in a month, traditionally, a stock is not going to fluctuate so drastically that. Like, yes, you will like either win or lose, but it won't be like huge.
Yeah. But also like if you stay the same, there's still fees. Cause it's like, hey, you didn't give us back our shit.
Yeah.
You pay us money. If you've ever watched, The Big Short, that's what Michael Burry does with his hedge fund. And he has to pay all these insane fees for years because the housing market isn't crashing.
Yeah.
So what happened was Wall Street Bets was like, hey, this is basically market manipulation. Because all these people, while not talking to each other, talk to the media that their position is, we're going to short this company because fuck them. And so because Wall Street Bets hate that shit, they're like, fuck it, baby. Let's pump up this stock. And they bought so much stock that GameStop stock price went up 400%.
Yeah, I remember seeing...
In a day.
I remember seeing this story break and I'm like, oh... What the fuck happened here?
And all the memes from this is insane. Yeah. I love it. And so the reason this is so big, like, Anthony, who cares, right? So what? The stock went up. Who gives a shit? So when you buy a stock, it's called longing it, right? You long the stock because you're invested in the long-term growth of the investment.
Sure I am.
Right? Sure you are. Sure you are. That's the concept behind it.
Yeah.
But the thing is... When you go into a stock like that, your potential gains are infinite.
Yeah.
Because your gains go as high as the stock will go.
Yeah.
And there is no upper limit to a stock price.
Yeah.
You can just go forever. But the inverse is also real for the short.
Yeah.
So when a stock goes up, the possible short losses are also infinite. Because the higher it goes up, the more premiums you're paying on that short position.
Yeah.
And also how much more expensive it will be to rebuy those stocks to get out of your short.
Yeah. So I guess like the simplest way to describe this is basically like, say you had 50 stocks.
Yeah.
And you're like, Vince, I'll let you buy these stocks, but you pay me like $3.
Yeah, per every
stock.
Month.
Yeah.
Per stock.
And then I'll let you buy it at this price or whatever.
Yeah.
In the next month or so.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And what happened is, I guess, everyone else just inflated the price. And so now you have to sell me these stocks
yeah.
at the price we agreed on
because yeah.
I paid you that premium.
Exactly.
Even if, in this case, the inflated price was just gargantuan.
It started at $20 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It is now over $400 a share.
Like, I cannot believe how much money these people are getting.
The Wall Street Bets, like,
yeah.
meme lord. There is a great tweet that I saw, and it goes, greatest investors of all time, Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, Peter Lynch, George Soros, user deep fucking value. Because this guy made like $4 million off of this whole venture. And right now, the government does not know what to do.
Yeah, so that's just it, right?
That's like, the crazy part. The yeah. head of NASDAQ
yeah.
appeared on television,
yeah.
which never happens. Like, I don't think people can name a time the leader of the stock market came down to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And Wall Street themselves are calling for more regulation.
Oh, now they want regulation.
Yeah, now they want regulation. They're calling for the government to regulate this because now the millionaires are getting fucked.
Yeah.
And I think one guy put it pretty well. This is like the digital age French Revolution.
Yeah.
The people, the masses have realized we can control this shit.
Yeah.
Fuck these people.
There's more of us
yeah.
than there are of them.
We're tired of them doing crime and we get nothing and yeah. we get shafted.
Yeah.
But now we should do it.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool, like, nice stories I've been seeing. Like, oh, I paid off my student loan.
Oh,
like,
I'm putting my
yeah.
my sister through the her hospital bills.
Yeah, it's
and
so
shit
nice
like that.
To see.
It's great.
The one thing I think I'm a little bit worried for is the amount of people in the mainstream who will read this on the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
And the next day they'll be like, I gotta buy
at $400 a share.
I know, and then they're gonna lose all their money.
That's the market, baby. That's capitalism.
I feel so bad.
They bought at the
for
top.
For those people.
They bought at the top. That's their fault.
Because they're gonna read GameStop? Oh, I should buy that stock.
Oh, AMC? I should buy that shit.
It's too late,
man. Too late, my dude. Get out. So. I really want to see, like, because these guys was it CNBC or CSBC? Some news organization. They released a news article that said that those hedge funds have released their short positions.
Yeah.
Citing nobody. So
they're just like, we out.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, no, I just heard, you know, that they're just not, they're out, dude. Like, so your vendetta's over, right? Right? Please, God.
Yeah.
It's crazy out there in the stock world, and good for GameStop.
Yeah. The other thing though is Discord has taken a side, and they have shut down the accompanying Discord server with the Wall Street Reddit.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Citing what do they cite? Like harassment and violence or something?
What? With what proof?
Wait, so,
who owns Discord?
Yeah, so like I don't know how that all worked out, but sure.
Okay, Discord owns itself. All right, they didn't get bought out by anybody, it seems.
No, so like they picked a side.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb. That's so stupid.
So I guess we're all buying Discord stock.
Buying Discord stock. Well, do we short Discord stock?
I don't know. I think the most interesting thing about this is that, like, unlike other quote-unquote movements, this one doesn't have a leader. And
yeah.
This one doesn't really have any, like, clear motives.
This is hive mind shit.
Yeah, this is just, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Let's just join in.
This is Robespierre.
Yeah.
We could just behead them.
Yeah, this isn't, like, it's so strange. Like, it's like, yeah, like, there is no leader and there is no motive. It is just, all right, let's do it.
Just hold it, baby. Elon Musk tweeted about it.
Yeah, it was wild.
I still think the craziest one is that Goldman Sachs and TD Ameritrust,
yeah,
they put limits and restrictions on buying GME and AMC.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because it's rumored that those corporations themselves have shorts. They have their own short positions, so they stopped their own users from fucking over their own positions.
Wow.
So it's crazy. It's revealed like just financial fraud to the deepest levels, and it's all for the memes, bro.
Meme movement.
The meme movement is real, and I hope this means that, you know, more Funko Pops.
Oh, if that's what it ends up being, like, shit, went to war for this.
Were you there? Were you in the Funko Pop War?
God, I would love to be in the Funko Pop War. Man, that would be great.
So yeah, man, it's wild out there. I highly recommend to check out just all the news surrounding it. All these investors going on to like CNN Money and like doing their own market manipulation. There was this one guy who came out and said like, I have a short position, and if this doesn't go back down by April, I'm going to lose like $500,000. And at the end of the interview, he says, if my short position is profitable, I will give money to like Barstool Charity. Like, how is that just not market manipulation?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Like,
so.
Yeah, you what? No.
I'm sorry, what? You're telling me how to. No. No, yeah, that's, fuck you.
No. No.
Yeah, it's crazy out there, man. I love it when we can talk like business like this, because it's kind of my most favorite part of like the video game industry. But this is just insane news in general for the American stock market and just global finance in general, fiat currencies and all that shit. Yeah. It's this is what happens when your money isn't backed by anything. This is what happens when your money is numbers on a computer.
Digital revolution.
It's crazy, dude.
I like it. I'm into it. Cool. Anything else?
No, that's it. I stopped on a showstopper.
Cool. Weeks. What did I do this week? Well,
I'm playing Overwatch, baby.
Huh?
You've been playing Overwatch.
We have been playing Overwatch. Oh,
it's true. We have been playing Overwatch.
We've got a whole six stack.
You know what? It turns out games are fun when you play them with friends.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's Overwatch is way more enjoyable when you have like a full team.
Yeah.
A full squad. Everyone knows what they're doing.
I enjoy playing two roles in that game.
Mm.
One is DPS.
Yeah, there's DPS.
The other is Mercy. I don't really, like, I like playing Anna, but you're way better with Anna than I am.
Uh-huh.
So I just leave that shit to you.
Yeah.
But really, in that game, I really only like playing DPS or Mercy, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 100% on our support. Sometimes I'll fuck around and be DPS for no reason.
True. Yeah.
No, but it's good.
Our team tactic, at least when the DPS boys get their role, is turret twins.
Turret twins, yes.
We go Torbjorn Symmetra.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what to do because it's the dumbest pick you could possibly do.
Yeah, it's followed up by support DPS.
Oh, fucking, what's his face? Baptiste?
Yeah, Baptiste and Anna don't heal. We're just there for extra DPS. Yeah,
extra deeps. We got four deeps.
Yeah, and the tanks are like, what the fuck?
I still can't believe like that strategy has worked so many times.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Torbjorn's not great.
Yeah, no, he's not.
But if you nail someone with a headshot with his like spike,
it takes off a lot.
It does so much damage.
Yeah, yeah. Lately, I've just been nano boosting our Symmetra.
Yep.
Just with the beam.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it just mows through people.
When she charges up that beam,
yeah,
she does insane deeps.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, Overwatch has been pretty good. It just makes me though think that I really want the second one to hurry up and come out.
Isn't it just going to be the same game online?
I'm sure it's going to have like multiple overhauls and
like a graphical update of some sort.
No, but I'm sure there's going to be a balance change somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure. See that. Like, instead of just like incremental patch changes here and there, I'm sure there's going to be like an overall. Like, why else put a number two beside it, right? Mm. And I think BlizzCon is February?
I don't remember when BlizzCon is.
I think it's February.
There's also like, there's certain characters in that game that I feel are just like strictly worse versions of other characters.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're gonna play Widowmaker, I feel like you should just play Anna, or not Anna. Sorry,
Ashe.
Ashe. Or like, if you're gonna play Torbjorn, just play Bastion. Like, I don't know why I keep picking Torbjorn, but I think it's the Molten Core for cap points, but yeah. Like, just play Bastion.
I mean, yeah, I guess I see your point. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It depends. Like, Widow, yeah. I would rather just play Ash versus...
Yeah, and like her, like Bob versus... you can see everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob is just too useful.
And then you nano the Bob, and yeah, it's just like, oh, he's unstoppable. Let's go.
I'll get fucked, homies. Yeah. Yeah, no, but that's Overwatch. Overwatch has been good. I tried watching more Attack on Titan, or get back into Attack on Titan for the final season, mm-hmm. and I started, and I was like, I don't know anything. I can't remember. So I started from the beginning of season one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to do this, because it's like 24 episodes. So I was just like skimming through the episode synopsis, and I'm like, okay, I think I remember what's going on. I think I get it.
This is really weird.
Yeah.
Because you never skip anime, even if you rewatch that shit.
Yeah, but I'm like, because I remember really liking the first season of Attack on Titan, except for like towards the back end of the first season. Mm-hmm. I kind of got bored. I don't know.
Okay.
And then I didn't watch the second season just because it... I don't know if you remember, but the gap from season one to season two was like 4 years.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Maybe 5 years, because I think it was 2014, 2018?
Yeah.
And then I heard season two was nothing like season one. Like, it was the difference between, like, Kill Bill Volume 1 and Kill Bill Volume 2.
Yep.
Where, like, it was way less action, it was more...
Yeah.
Whatever. And then I heard season three is, like, people are, like, losing their shit. They're like, this is it.
This is all the juice.
This is juice. And now I'm hearing season four is, yo...
Even more juice.
Yeah, it's juicy.
All right.
So I really want to get on that before it ends. Okay. I think I'm going to start watching Jujutsu Kaisen next. Just to check that out for different stuff. Cyberpunk had its first major patch.
Okay.
I haven't tried it.
The thing is like, I haven't heard you complain about any sort of bugs or crashes in your gameplay session.
Yeah,
Have you had any?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really have a problem with Cyberpunk, but whatever. I'll try it out eventually. And then I watched, because of that trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong, I'd never seen Kong or Kong Skull Island, the legendary one. So I watched it this week, and that's a good movie. I think I like it more than both Godzillas.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I gotta watch this now.
Because it's just, the Godzilla ones are cool, but it's also just Godzilla being Godzilla, and like, you have to follow the humans because like you have to I guess, but Kong is like, let's go to this island and look for a monkey, and then it's like, oh fuck, we found the monkey and a whole bunch of other shit, we need to get off this island.
Yeah.
And it just becomes like this mad dash to get off an island.
Okay.
And Skull Island is just monsters.
Nice.
Like, it is not an island with King Kong.
Yeah.
It is King Kong plus all the other stupid monsters you would find on said island.
Nice. He is just the apex predator?
Pretty much.
All right.
But it has a stellar cast.
Like, who's in it?
Samuel Jackson.
What? From Deep Blue Sea fame?
That's the one?
Oh, man.
Tom Hiddleston.
I don't know what movie he was in other Loki. Than Thor. No, but like, I was trying to think of a garbage movie he was in.
Okay. Brie Larson.
Oh, she's in a lot of bad movies. From Scott Pilgrim? No, it's a good movie.
Yeah. So, yeah. Captain Marvel and Loki are both in this movie. Yeah. What's his name? Talladega Nights.
Will Ferrell?
The other one.
Not Ridley Scott.
Not Ridley Scott. Fuck.
What's something his name? Riley?
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about. He's in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in this movie. John Goodman.
John Goodman's in there?
John Goodman's in this movie.
John Goodman's still alive?
Like, I was just watching this shit, and I was watching the cast, like, names pop up. I'm like, oh my god, this is, like, what a cast. And then they all show up. And honestly, Tom Hiddleston would make a great Nathan Drake. This movie proves that he would be the perfect Nathan Drake.
Okay.
And then Brie Larson looks like she could be the perfect Lara Croft. Just out of the way they're dressed and stuff. Okay. But it opens up really ridiculous. Basically, it's an American and a Japanese dude having a duel in a forest.
Yeah.
And it's like the most ridiculous duel. And then King Kong stops them, and then it cuts to the title screen.
What, King Kong is like, I am the mediator.
Kind of.
Tiny humans.
Kind of.
Weird.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Huh. I had so much. This is such a fun movie. And it made me kind of thinking, because, like, I prefer Godzilla to King Kong.
Okay.
But after watching this, I'm like, you know what? Kong ain't so bad. He's pretty cool. Right. I mean, yeah, sure, he's just a giant monkey, but...
He's got some power. He's got
brute strength. You watch him punch shit, you're just like, damn!
He punched that dude!
Yeah. All right. Like, oh my god. There's a moment where, like, he basically gives himself, brass knuckles.
Like knuckle dusters?
Yeah. Nice. And he goes to town on something, and you're like, wow. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, also people die in gruesome ways, so it's good.
Is there any other way to die?
You'd be surprised how they die in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. So I liked it. 2 hours of fun, and then it made me miss, like, oh man, I miss summer blockbusters. Because that's what this was.
Okay.
And
going to the movies and watching dumb action movies.
I would have loved to have seen this in the theater. Like, it would have been cool.
Oh, speaking of summer blockbusters, I forgot to mention, did you see the hashtag going around on Vin Diesel's Twitter? No. Or Instagram, sorry?
No.
Fast 10, end of saga.
9's not even out!
I know. What? I know. He put up a hashtag, F10, end of saga.
Wow. Wow. You know that by the time it's done, it would have been a 20-year run?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so sick.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, yeah, that was it for my week.
Okay. Oh, I got a burp there. Let me tell you about Path of Exile.
Oh my god.
Because I'm playing a lot more Path of Exile.
I am aware.
I reached a wall with my...
Thank god.
Ball lightning spin to win character.
It just wouldn't spin anymore?
It could not spin hard enough. And I eventually got to a tier of mapping where the enemies were just too tanky for me to instantly melt.
What'd you do?
Too strong for me to tank. So what I did is that I took all the gains I got from that investment.
Okay.
And I started a brand new character. So I made a ranger. It's a ranger.
You made a new character?
Yeah. And there's this build called the Lancing Steel build. And how it works is that you shoot out, like there's like a sword that you shoot out.
Okay.
And it shoots out a bunch of steel splinters in a cone. And then those steel splinters hit enemies and do damage.
Okay.
But you can modify the splinters depending on your skills. So because I picked Ranger because one of her slot skills, ascendancies, is a +1 chain. So then those shards chain to other enemies.
I see.
And then I equipped a Ranger armor that supports all gems with pierce. So if the gem doesn't pierce, then it does chain. And then you get like huge coverage of maps and
I see.
And what you do is you run around storing up sword charges to then expend them to shoot more shrapnel and then just run around the area because your whole life thing, your whole tankiness is built on life on hit and evasion. So it's either don't get hit or it's like if you do get hit you'll almost die but then you'll regain all that life back because your shrapnel is hitting so many people all at once that you just kind of melt people. And it's working out so much better than my last build. I was doing more damage in my spin to win character than at level 60 than I was doing at level 85 with the other character.
Wow.
And it's too good. It's a very active playstyle. So instead of me just kind of like zoning out and holding right mouse button and spinning across a map, I do have to like dodge and activate skills and like do whatever.
You have to click.
Yeah, I have to do so many clicks. Like my pinky is getting a workout on that Q button. Oh my god. But it is way, way more effective. I am now in the area where I am fine tuning my stuff.
Sounds
so
good.
I have most of my items. To min-max it, I need to get to deeper tiers of maps and do the endgame content so I can get like endgame items and endgame levels of currency and stuff like that. And the other thing was I fucking gambled my life away. So the main currency in the game is called Chaos. And there's a higher end currency called Exalted Orbs. So okay. if you think of a chaos of a quarter.
Yeah.
And an exalt is a dollar.
Yeah.
Right. I spent 2 exalts, which is equivalent to like 200 to 300 chaos, on things called linking orbs.
Yeah.
So I can link my 6 slot armor. And I almost went bankrupt trying to link this thing into 6 slots.
Do you need money?
So if you want to buy anything,
yeah,
in Path of Exile, you got to take part in the economy.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Right? And it's like, yeah, I could have farmed all those links myself, or I could buy them from other people, right? And then also the thing is like all your currency does something in the game. So it's the balance between spending all your currency to buy stuff from other people or to use your currency on yourself to boost, like juice up your own maps, juice up your own items and stuff like that.
I understand.
But yeah, I almost went broke trying to do this. I went through like 400 fusing orbs, which apparently is on the low end.
Really?
I apparently got lucky. I was reading in all chat that to get a 6 link with fusing orbs by yourself is usually around 1,000, 1,200. So I got pretty lucky, but it was a wild ride in PoE this week. I played more Star Wars.
Yep.
Was it not Force Awakens?
Nathan
Drake.
Yep.
Yeah, I played that. I don't know. I'm starting to get to a point with the combat where I have a ton of upgrades and I'm trying to use everything at my disposal and I'm like still not having fun with the combat.
Okay.
But everything about the game is like really polished and fun. So I don't.
Where are you?
I'm conflicted. Where did I just go? I had to go back to what's the planet where you first fight the AT-ST?
Oh, the green one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had to go back there because I had to go through a bunch of underground caves. And I just unlocked the last planet I was on, I unlocked the thing where I can hack doors. I can overcharge stuff.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So I have like, unless there's like another tier to the skill tree, I think I have the whole skill tree unlocked.
I think the whole skill tree is on the screen.
It's on that screen. There's no like anything above it. So yeah, I think I have all the nodes unlocked for the skill tree and I have most of it unlocked. So I feel like I'm near the end.
You should be.
I don't know. Yeah, but just fighting in that game, I do not enjoy. It wants you to be very precise, but it's still kind of clunky. Like, you can't instantly cancel out of guards.
No.
Right? And the way, at least to me, the way I'm reading enemies' attacks is, like, there's gaps here.
Yeah.
Right? That I can take advantage of. But enemies are just like, super armor, fuck you.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's just that sort of, how could I put it? Like almost Samurai Showdown-esque, where it's just like wait your turn.
Yeah,
like I'm just not really having fun with it in a character action game, so I'll probably finish it. I'll get through it, but
I used a lot more of my Jedi powers than the sword.
Yeah, I just always run out of force every time. I try, like, okay, I can hold you here.
Yeah,
and then it's just like, oh look, you held too many people, now you got nothing. And it's, I don't know, I feel I have a hard time managing the force meter, I guess.
Oh,
I got stuck on a puzzle. That's what it was. I had to use like these flame lamps to burn off roots that were holding a chain together with a ball. And the water kept fucking up my lamps.
Oh,
I got force pull.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do in that puzzle, so I just shut it down.
Oh,
that's what happened.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not bad. It's just the gameplay is starting to wear on me. And then I started reading, like you mentioned, you wanted to watch it, but I started reading it, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yep.
It's on the Shonen Jump app.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the rundown is that there's a guy named Yuji Itadori.
Yuji.
He's part of the Supernatural Research Club, the Occult Research Club.
Mm.
And it's where he goes to... just ignore all his responsibilities at school.
Well, as one does.
As one does. Unfortunately, his grandfather passes away, and his grandfather says to him on his deathbed, like, Yuji, like, make sure to always help people, and make sure you die surrounded by the ones you love, not like me.
Mm.
And he basically interprets this as everyone deserves a proper death. So he wants to help everyone be able to have a proper death or whatever.
Okay.
He learns that his grandfather had a talisman that was super, super cursed. And it held a ancient demon called Sakuna. I believe in Japanese lore, he has like two faces and four arms. And there's 20 fingers they have to collect now. And so Yuji, to save his friends without thinking, eats one of the fingers.
As one does.
And then he gets possessed by Sakuna. And so the whole goal now is to collect all 20 fingers, because he had four hands, and then kill Yuji. So it destroys Sakuna.
Hmm.
And that's the story. Fights are awesome in the manga. And at least, I don't know if they have this in the anime, but at least in the manga, there's like a prequel chapters, like 0.1, 0.2, that kind of set up the world and stuff like that. And it's this whole like scenario is super interesting. The way they weave in Japanese curses and monsters and yokai and stuff.
Yokai.
And that all like blends really nicely with just really dumb shonen action and like overpowered characters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see power levels immediately.
Ah.
And the thing is, it's a quality shonen. It's kind of exactly what Giguk said in his like anime year roundup, where he's like, you like shonen? I too like vanilla ice cream. Right? It is definitely that. It is not super original, but everything about it is polished to the nines.
Okay.
And you can't knock it for that.
Okay.
You can't knock it for that. So yeah, it's really good. I see why there's so much hype around it. I did, after reading certain fights, I did watch them on YouTube, and Mamma Mia, the animation in that shit is great. So
who's the studio
for the anime? MAPPA.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
MAPPA Tofu. Okay.
MAPPA Tofu. That's the one.
Good.
So yeah, it's pretty dope.
Cool.
It's pretty dope. Highly recommended. You should definitely watch it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. I think that's been my week. I had got ahead last week in school, so I had more time to just do stuff this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was being a keener. I was being a good student.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah. And I think that's it. I think that's about it, unless I forgot something. But I could always talk about it next week.
Yeah. I forgot to say, I made 200 dumplings.
Yeah, listen, you, the last time you told me you made dumplings, you're like, I made 1,000 dumplings. And I'm like, bitch, where'd they go?
They're all frozen.
Then eat those ones first.
But we made the wrappers from scratch.
Again, that's a rookie move. Don't do that.
So I was there, you know, the pasta one?
Yeah, you got the pasta. Do you have a manual roller?
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, I remember days of making pasta with my nina, and she's like, Anthony, roll this shit. I'm like, fuck.
But this one is... It was all Chinese.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, I've never seen a Chinese roller.
So what, it didn't have like different attachments and stuff? Like, or did it look different?
It didn't have different attachments. Like, and it was clearly from like the 50s.
Yeah.
Like all the pieces were already on it. And you just, you know, the lever?
Yeah.
You would pull it out and put it into the one you wanted to use.
Like, it didn't look like this?
No. It was way bigger.
Okay, because that's the Italian one.
No. It was way, I think that's just the top.
Okay.
But it's like on a giant, like it was maybe a foot and a half.
Again, the Chinese always doing everything extra, unnecessary.
But it was a lot of rolling dough, baby.
Okay.
I got a workout. It's good.
Yeah. Kneading dough?
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
It's good. It was good. It was cool because we made it out of spinach, so it was green.
Ew. Gross. Ugh.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you also made like beets?
Yeah, carrot ones that are orange and beet ones that are purple.
Ew. Disgusting.
So colorful dumplings.
I don't want vegetables in my carbs. I just want carbs.
There's lots of carbs.
Alright.
Yeah, that was fun. A lot of dumplings.
Alright, Master Chef.
Hmm.
Bring them on next time.
Let's see. Maybe. We'll see.
Let's see.
Okay, that's it for us. Next week is Stuff Happens.
stuff always happens next week.
Yeah, I can't guarantee what kind of stuff happens, but I can tell you that stuff happens. I know this episode's been a bit longer than usual.
But
we got a question to chew on.
Oh, came in last minute.
Paul Chu writes in. Mm-hmm. Sorry this is late.
Always late, Paul.
If it doesn't make it onto this week's show, I will submit another one next week as well. Paul, wow. Don't worry, you are right here.
What a keener.
Yeah. If you can get a tattoo representing each of the other cast members on the show, TJ included, what would you get and where would you put it? You'll each be getting two tattoos unless you have a clever way to combine them.
Oh no. Oh no.
So you have to get a tattoo that would represent me and TJ on you.
For you, I feel like it's got to be a diva, something.
Oh, you sure?
Or maybe like a super robot?
What would it be?
Listen, I know what it is for TJ.
What?
Just two letters, baby. PK. PK. Those are the only two letters.
Where would it be, though?
On my lower back.
Oh, like a tramp stamp.
Yeah, like a tramp stamp. Duh.
Yeah. My gift. My gift.
That's the only way. If I really, truly want to like frame him on my body, PK. For those of you who don't know, TJ, PK, is a... PK means the porn king because of his extensive knowledge back in the day.
Yes. Wow.
So yeah, I guess it'd be PK. But for you, man, I don't know. There's like a lot of pop culture shit I could do, but like what like specifically?
I don't know. I can't tell you. It'd have to be you. It would have to be you.
Just a picture of like an Amazon box because you just buy so much shit all the time.
Yeah, maybe I would.
Give me time to mull that over. Maybe you got something for TJ.
I really don't know.
It's not PK. Not
putting PK on there? No. Like I don't have a clue. I think it'd be like Mega Man doing a kickflip.
Oh, to combine it?
Yeah.
To combine it? That'd be a good one.
Yeah. That's what I would do. But like the deck would be JoJo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that's what I think.
It'd be like Optimus Prime in front of a computer screen.
Wow.
But like the computer screen just has like a sound bubble and it's like ooh woo.
Wow.
So you know it's porn.
Yeah, I think mine would be like Mega Man doing a kickflip, but where would I put it? I
don't know. On your face.
Just tattoo it on the top of my head.
Oh, so the hair grows in?
Yeah.
So no one can see it? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's what I would do. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to put it to Optimus Prime watching pornography.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Just robot porn. It's just a clank clank.
Clank clank.
Okay. Oh baby, change that oil.
Oh my god.
Look at your radiator vent's so dirty.
He's good greasing.
Oh baby, is that the premium lube?
Oh my god.
How many miles is that last for?
Oh man, clean my pipes.
Your exhaust is so clean.
Yeah, man.
Check it out.
Okay.
Well, disgusting.
Work on that front end.
I am more of a front end person than a back end person. You know?
Are you now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thanks, Paul.
Now it's over.
It's over now.
Bye.